Here comes the judge. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Soon-to-be Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson will be at a White House event today with President Biden and Vice President Harris, celebrating her confirmation to the Supreme Court.
Jackson will become the 116th Supreme Court justice and the first black woman on the court. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer noting that milestone.
A joyous, momentous, groundbreaking day.
All but three Republicans voted no, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell citing Jackson's refusal to reject expansion of the court.
I needed to hear Judge Jackson denounce court packing.
Judge Jackson will be sworn in as Justice Jackson after Justice Stephen Breyer's retirement this summer. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
At least 39 people are reported killed and dozens injured in a Russian missile strike on a train station in eastern Ukraine. The United Nations, meantime, reports that new record prices for food staples like grains and vegetable oil are largely due to supply disruptions caused by Russia's Ukraine invasion. Alabama's legislature passes a bill making it a felony to provide medical treatment like hormone therapy to anyone transgender under 19 years old. The Republican lawmaker who introduced the bill says it's to protect kids from making decisions they don't understand. Opponents say it'll harm those kids.
Representative Neil Rafferty, the only openly gay member of the Alabama legislature, calls the bill wrong and said it undermines family rights. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says LGBTQ kids can't be erased or forced back into any closet.
And kids across our nation should be allowed to be who they are without the threat that their parents or their doctor could be imprisoned simply for helping them and loving them.
The Southern Poverty Law Center and other legal and LGBTQ groups have announced they will sue should Governor Kay Ivey sign the bill into law. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
A woman in Linda, California is accused of intentionally drowning her 2-year-old and 5-month-old children. Her husband says he came home from work for lunch and found the kids unresponsive in a bathtub. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Blocked in Nebraska, a bill automatically making abortion illegal if the Supreme Court ends federal abortion rights.
Other Republican-led states have already passed legislation to do that, but abortion rights backers blocked it in this case by using a filibuster in Nebraska's single-chamber legislature. Republicans are one seat shy of a supermajority needed to overcome filibusters. Nebraska in 2010 became the first state to ban abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy.
Fox's Tom Rigotti, a Fox News correspondent, has posted on social media for the first time since being badly injured in Ukraine.
Our colleague and friend, our injured buddy, Benjamin Hall. Ben tweeting that he feels lucky to still be here after losing half of one leg and his other foot. He is also recovering from major hand and eye and hearing injuries. And he paid tribute to the people who saved his life. Ben also honoring colleagues who were killed in last month's attack. Ukrainian producer Sasha Kuvshinova and Fox News cameraman Pierre Zakshevsky.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. It's a fifth day of jury deliberation in the case of four men accused of planning to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer because they opposed her coronavirus restrictions.
Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta face years in prison if convicted. During the two-week trial, prosecutors painted the men as anti-government extremists. Defense lawyers argue the group was manipulated by an informant who was taking direction from the FBI. The judge in the case also allowing the jury to consider entrapment. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
At the opening party for a new factory and headquarters in Austin, Texas, Tesla CEO Elon Musk announces the automaker Cybertruck being built there goes on sale next year. The light-duty truck model was first announced in 2019. The factory is already making Tesla Model Y hatchbacks. The facility's 4,000 feet long it took 2 years to build. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.